Almost 7,000 bicycles were reported stolen across the country since the beginning of last year, according to figures out today. Gardaí say more than 2,000 were recovered, but many of those cannot be returned because owners can't provide a serial number to identify their bike. Jerry Preston is one of many victims of bike crime. His bike, worth around €2,000, was stolen from his home in Dublin last summer. He's been speaking to our reporter, Joseph Ocon.
It was a Canyon mountain bike, and it was stolen in the early hours of the morning from our back garden in our house. They climbed over the back gate and removed the bike and made off with it. We suspect in a van. Fortunately, the cameras didn't pick up any registration number on the van, but we suspect that's how it was transported out. I posted some information on my Facebook page and shared it with my friends who shared it out, and the bike actually briefly the following day appeared on Facebook Marketplace. But before I could go and make a bid on the bike, it had been removed and I couldn't, I never saw it again.
Jerry Preston speaking there to our reporter, Joseph Oku. Well, just before becoming on air, we spoke to Sergeant Michael Walsh, who's crime prevention officer in the Galway Garda Division. I began by asking him what's behind this surge in bicycle thefts.
This has been scaling up since 2008 with the introduction of the Cycle to Work scheme, and more people, I suppose, are buying more expensive bikes. So there's an opportunity for the thief there to go out and steal a bike. They're stealing something valuable and obviously making money on that. So my appeal today, I suppose, to cyclists is just to be extra vigilant, because going into the summer months, more people are on the road, and as a result, or more people are out cycling, and as a result, we're creating a bigger opportunity for the criminal.
And is it largely opportunistic crime, or is it more organised? Because we've heard reports of gangs operating out of vans with very sophisticated equipment to try and break locks to cut through the security that people might be put on their bikes, and that this is very highly organised.
It's a bit of both, Brian, really. Most of these crimes are opportunistic. You know, the criminals don't go out and plan what bike they're going to steal. They'll find a bike with no locks or poor quality locks, and they'll steal that. But obviously they have a route to market, so there is obviously a certain element of an organisation behind it in many cases.
And is that for, are they for resale in this country, or this country and also being sent abroad?
I know, Brian, last year there was a container, a 40-foot container seized in Dublin full of bikes. There was approximately 120 bicycles in it. And I suppose media reports around then was suggesting that it was going overseas to Europe. So I can't confirm or deny, are they being exported? But, you know, 5,000-odd bikes are stolen every year in recent years, and they are going somewhere. Some of them do end up, I suppose, on marketing or on internet sites for sale. But it is possible some of them are being exported.
So in terms of people then trying to guard against this, what are the most effective locks? What are the most effective practices that you'd recommend?
Well, look, my advice today to bike owners is to make sure that you use two good quality locks on your bicycle. A U-shaped lock, which locks the bike itself to either the bike rack or some robust piece of street furniture. But it has to be you need to spend 60, 70 euro on a good quality D-lock. And then a second lock would be like a chain or a cable type block that you can put through all the component parts, because many people have quick release wheels and other parts of the bike. So through all those component parts, nice and snugly, keeping the whole bike together and keeping the locks up off the ground so they cannot be, I suppose, tampered with down against the ground. But furthermore, Brian, appealing to people to record the frame number of their bike. We've seen from the recent statistics that only 1 in 5 people know their frame number. So coming in reporting your bike stolen without a frame number makes it very difficult for us to, I suppose, return the bike. Bearing in mind that last year, or over that period of 16 months, we recovered 2,139 bikes. So we recovered approximately 1/3 of what was stolen. But it's very hard to give it back when we don't know the frame number. So saying to people, take a photograph of your bike, record the frame number, and email it to yourself.
You're also, I think, saying to people that they should be locking their bike securely, even if it's in the garage, maybe even inside the house, or out their backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, picking a location is important as well. You know, if you are parking out in the street, somewhere that has good natural surveillance, good lighting, maybe CCTV in the area, good clear lines of sight. But as you said, if you are at home putting your bike in the shed, you should also lock your bike. Lock it to an anchor point or lock it to something heavy and immovable, maybe in your garage, like your lawnmower. Make it more difficult for the criminal.
And what about the other end of this? Someone who's looking for a second-hand bike, scrolling through social media, what's your message to them?
Look, clearly, Brian, my advice or my message to people is, if you're offered a second-hand bike, be it online or be it in person, make sure you're satisfied that you're not buying stolen property. You know, if the price is too good to be true, or if the offer appears anyway dodgy, don't engage. Contact your local Gardaí or the Garda confidential telephone number 1-800-666-111.